Hi, I'm Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, you can hear more at sbs.com.au/audio. In this bulletin, an Australian journalist detained in China, a former Indian president has died, and the US Tennis Open gets underway with a tiny crowd. High-profile Australian journalist Cheng Li has been detained in China, the Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed. Cheng Li has been in custody for more than 2 weeks. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said in a statement that Australian officials had an initial consular visit with Ms. Cheng at a detention facility via video link on Thursday and will continue to provide assistance and support to her and her family. No reason has been provided for her detainment. Former Indian President Pranab Mukherjee has tested positive for COVID-19 this month, has died after weeks in hospital. He was 84. New Delhi's army said Mr. Mukherjee had gone into a septic shock after coming down with a lung infection. His medical condition had declined since Sunday. He was president from 2012 to 2017, at the end of a long period when the Congress Party held power. In local news, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is believed to have garnered enough support to pass a revised 6-month extension to state of emergency powers. With the state of emergency provisions to expire on September 13, the Andrews government has been in talks to win over wary crossbenchers. The Premier had wanted 12 months, but he will likely have to compromise ahead of Parliament voting on the amendment when it returns on Tuesday. Key crossbencher Fiona Patten has indicated she could get behind a 6-month extension, but only if the state of emergency is justified to the minor parties and independents once a month. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has lashed out at the Victorian government and Premier Daniel Andrews for their handling of the state's lockdown and failing to outline a pathway out of tough restrictions. Melbourne's Stage 4 restrictions are due to end in 2 weeks, but Mr. Frydenberg is concerned that despite this deadline, a further roadmap forward has not been provided. He warned businesses and Victorians are being kept in the dark by Mr. Andrews' response, saying the Premier must provide more clarity. And Sydneysiders may be allowed to visit nursing homes for Father's Day if the coronavirus cluster in the CBD remains under control. New South Wales recorded 10 new cases of COVID-19 on the last day of winter, with 6 of those travellers in hotel quarantine and 4 linked to the CBD cluster. The cluster associated with the City Tattersalls Gym has now reached 34 cases. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says if the cluster stays contained, she may consider the ban on visits to Sydney and Central Coast nursing homes in time for Sunday. And large swathes of eastern and northern Australia will have a wet spring, but bushfire risks will persist for southeast Queensland, the seasonal bushfire outlook has warned. Dry conditions are also likely to persist in parts of Western Australia, elevating the fire threat. The Australian seasonal bushfire outlook, issued for September to November, found the 2020-2021 fire season will be driven by a different phenomena to the past two seasons, with an active La Nina alert likely to bring plenty of wet weather. And top seed Karolina Pliskova and fellow Czech Petra Kvitova have advanced to the US Open second round as Grand Slam tennis returned for the first time in nearly 7 months. There were about 15 people, including reporters, scattered in the stands of an arena that holds 14,000. Let's have a look at what the weather's doing today. Showers for Perth, 16. In Adelaide, sunny and 20. In Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. 14 degrees for Hobart, also cloudy. In Canberra, fine weather, 14. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 16. Much the same for Newcastle, 19. In Sydney, also cloudy, a top of 18. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 25. Much the same in Cairns, 28. And in Darwin, a sunny 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And don't forget, you can check out all our news online, sbs.com.au/audio.